What is peace brain? Peace brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics, open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth, and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Welcome, everyone, to the Peace Brain Show. This is Gail Lash, your host, and so happy to have you here. Take a breath. We're going to have an exciting show today. We are doing a series with Pam Rennie, alchemist, and we're talking about various aspects of bringing ourselves into this fifth-dimensional light, into the new world that we're creating. And today's show, we're going to be talking about, are you stuck in doubt, have a sense of lack, and these are all third-dimensional vibrations, and what to do about it. So, very happy to have you here today. As always, I open the show with a quote, and then, of course, we have an amazing Peace Brain meditation at the end of the show, which we hope you'll stay tuned for. So, today, the quote is from Black Elk, and you may have heard this, but I really love this quote. He said, "The first peace, which is the most important, is that which comes from within the souls of men when they realize their relationship, their oneness with the universe and all its powers. When they realize that at the center of the universe dwells Wankantanka, the universal spirit heart, and that this center is really everywhere. It is within each of us. This is the real peace, and the others are but reflections of this. The second peace is that which is made between two individuals, and the third is that which is made between two nations. But above all, you should understand that there never can be peace between nations until there is first known that true peace which is within the souls of men." So take a breath. I love this quote. And this is what we're going to be talking about today, is that how do you find that peace within yourself? And without that peace within yourself, none of us can have a peaceful relationship, a peaceful community, peaceful nations, or a peaceful world. So with that, and that explanation, because that encompasses a lot, I'm going to bring on my guest, Pam Rennie, and we have had her on the show now for several weeks. This has been really exciting. She's an amazing colleague and alchemist, as I said. She is a channeler of the archangels and other entities, other amazing new friends that are coming in from these realms of light. She does private one-on-one sessions and also teaches classes online. And you can find out more about her at her website, which is Pam Rennie, that's PamRennie.com. So, Pam, I welcome you to the Peace Brain Show again.
Thank you, Gail. I am so happy and excited to be here. I'm grateful to be part of this impromptu series that we didn't know we were creating.
Yes, it's true. There's just so much information out there, and it's flowed so beautifully from all of these shows, that today we're talking about an amazing topic that it seems like a lot of people are in these vibrations.
Yes, and I love, as I always do, because for the listeners, you know, I know when you choose your quote, it's before we've even know the title. You know, because for everyone, we do come together for a little bit, never really a long time, and just feel what is an important thing to discuss. So I love how it always ties in, and the key word, well, many key words, but the one that really leapt at me was the word within.
Yes.
Yeah, that's big, and we're using words that we don't always talk about but are there, the being stuck, the lack and so on, because, you know, we're always in cycles of growth and expansion, and with what's taking place right now. Well, Gail, share what you would like to say. I'm turning it back to you a little bit. I know where we're going, but I would love for you to share that insight of what really began the seed of this really important thing, because we are in these patterns of, I call them loops.
Yes, they are loops. They are cycles and loops. And it just has come to my awareness lately that a lot of the friends that I talk with are stuck and in doubt and in a sense of lack. There's a lot of questioning going on, a lot of, I don't know if my information is correct, you know, within myself, that type of thing. And not to say that those thoughts of doubt don't enter my space at sometimes, but it is a sense of, wow, you know, I think you and I have learned some tools to get past that, and that's been the beauty of it, is to get back in that creative space of, okay, I'm going to focus on, and of course I'm giving away kind of, I guess, where we're going, but this is excellent still, is how to get out of that stuck in doubt and lack, because it really, to me, this is the way I do it, is focus on, okay, what do I want to create today? And let me put my focus on right now, whatever this is. Yesterday, I have to share, I got an email from Walmart. You know, and generally that's in my junk folder, but it wasn't. And it was about how to make a picture book. And I thought, ooh, how fun. Let me try it. So I have these wonderful tweets that I tweeted several years ago, 180 days in a row. I tweeted...
Wow.
Peace brain activities, daily activities. So just a daily activity that you could take to walk in peace, to be at peace. And, of course, they're tweets, so they're 140 characters long, right? So it's not very much. So in this picture book, I've always wanted to create an e-book or a book with them where I have a photograph and then this tweet, this action, peace brain action you can take. And so I thought, oh, this allows me to put captions on the photographs. Let's see if it'll accept 140 characters. And guess what? It does. So,
oh, nice.
I'm making the picture book with these tweets, with these actions, and I'm almost done with it. We'll see what I'm going to do with it. We'll see. But
ooh, I can't wait to see that.
I know. I mean, I think, hey, it might be something that's out there to offer to people to purchase or turn somehow into an e-book that certainly could be then acquired through my website, but we'll talk about that. So the point I wanted to make here, though, is that I got involved in that all day yesterday. That was so much fun. It was exciting. It was. I felt creative. I felt, ooh, what picture goes with this particular action that you can take? And one of them, for example, is love is a heart motion. Animals can open our hearts, moving us to love more fully, pet your animal, and feel. You know, just an action
sweet
like that. So
well,
obviously there's a picture of a girl with her dog.
Oh, how beautiful. And you described an absolutely perfect answer, a portion of an answer, to what I've come to call loops of habit, cycles, whatever you want to call them. I've used loops of habit because as I work with people one-on-one, well, you know, this was my foundation, was holding one-on-one sessions before I even did classes. And, you know, we tend to teach what we've learned or what we're learning and going through. I noticed that. And what were some of the key words in my original first website was helping people release their blocks. Because for me, when I really was on this spiritual journey in earnest and I felt so excited, like I was just ready to, I didn't know what. And someone said, someone used the key phrase, they said, you are like a racehorse at the gate. And I saw that image and I went, I am, but the gate's closed. There's a block, you know, and that's so, I can look at it now so 3D, but really, there was truth in that. And that's what really I began to work with people in to see, Oh, it's evolved so much, and it's not anymore of looking for something to fix or looking for what's the block, because we're really more in a creation mode. What do you want to experience? And as we evolve and as we're where we are right now with so much more awareness that we are in an evolutionary shift, there's so much information out there, and I'm going to just touch lightly but explain more on this later. The Schumann's resonance, the heartbeat of the earth as an example, is literally, that's such a perfect example of the earth changing, and guess what? So are we, because as the earth, quote, heartbeat and resonance rises, so does ours. And as we continue to expand and grow, what I notice as we're stepping out of, sometimes very unconsciously, we just shift and we don't even know we're different, but we feel different. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we kind of cling to the discomfort of our ways because there's such comfort in the discomfort. That's how we've done things. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. Well, the discomfort and the comfort in the discomfort just is talking about old habits.
Mm-hmm.
And that when, I know when we get stuck in old habits, it's hard to kind of find those doors of how to get out of those old habits.
Oh, yes.
It takes a while to even start it. That's New Year's resolutions, you know. People
start and
say, oh, I'm going to do it differently this year. And unless one is really persistent on putting that habit in place, that new habit in place, the old habit will creep back. And that's the same with these cycles of doubt and lack and being stuck and feeling I have no way out is really because we're looking inside the box, not outside the box.
Yes, and it's part of the... So we're talking a bit about 3D, well, a lot about 3D here, because we're talking about... Well, our purpose, I know, Gail, is to kind of shed a big light on... Sometimes we want to know a little bit of why. So we're kind of tapping into maybe this will make sense, and then let's show the bigger picture, if you will. So the 3D has really been about the duality, the good, the bad, the right, the wrong, the others telling you what to do, and that's a big part of the habit you see in 3D, how we've all operated. We were really very busy looking for validation outside of ourselves.
Good point. And that gets back to the quote by Black Elk. It all comes from within ourselves. All of our answer, all of our peace, all of our creativity, all of who we are.
Yes. And particularly, I mean, that's been my role. And you know, that's not to discount all of us who are assisting others on the path. Sometimes you really... I call it, you need someone to hold your hand. That's how I feel at times. But my purpose is, I'm not holding anyone's hand forever. I'm opening the door. I'm pointing the way. I'm working with you. I'm walking with you on the journey, as I call it, the sacred journey. But, boy, I'm going to arm and aim, and you do the same, Gail, with all kinds of insight and tools. And it's really about the conscious knowing to turn in and to listen to the insights and the answers because they're all right there. And along the journey, especially with this, where we're at right now, we are changing so rapidly. Our bodies are changing. Our bodies are kind of in a, not kind of, they're a bit in a catch-up mode right now for all that has taken place in this expansion just in the last few weeks. And again, that's where these loops of habit and physical habits are coming in. So, Gail, people are noticing some aches and pains coming up. They're noticing, well, wait a minute, I've cleared this. I've already done work around this, and this is not a new conversation, but why is this here again? And it's the layers.
It's like peeling the onion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we've heard that, and I saw it in such an expanded way of there's no bad in that. There's no wrong in that. You, each one of you, are at a completely different place. And so it's as if there's one more. The lint brush just didn't get that little teeny speck of lint way down there by your ankle, and you're just going to swipe it off and get rid of it. You know, it's just a little fragment of maybe something else coming up, not in a horrible way to say, oh my gosh, here I am, but it's like, okay, it's that balancing of all aspects of you into wholeness to create and be the fifth dimensional being you came here to be. That was a big run out. Holy cow.
So I'd like to do a big run out as well. I love that. So let's get back to, at the end of my story, getting into being your fifth dimensional being that you're meant to be. So hold that thought. When you were talking, you made me think of something that I was asked for an interview that I was on another radio show where it was interviewing me to do a little biography about myself. And they made a question, they had a question in their questionnaire of, have you had a mentor? And I thought, wow, interesting question. And immediately my chemistry teacher when I was in high school came to mind. Because at the time, my family was going through some getting their act together. As I might have shared on other shows, my father was an alcoholic, although a very successful businessman and very looked up in the community. So there was a lot of yelling in my household. And there was no peace in my household, which is very interesting that obviously I'm working in peace now. This is, you know, I learned how to find that peace within, as Black Elk said, and then now, of course, teach people how to find it within themselves now. So it was interesting that, you know, obviously I chose that family and that situation, but my chemistry teacher knew some of this and became my friend and asked me to be her lab assistant. So I'd come in to the school every morning at 7 o'clock in the morning to set up the lab equipment for chemistry class. And then on the weekends, she would take me fishing. She loved the outdoors, and she was a great fisherman. And she taught me how to fish and catch fish and clean them and do all of that. She was just there for me. And she also was a bridge master. This was really hilarious, I have to say, because she knew how to play bridge, you know, the card game. And while we were in chemistry class, everybody, while we were waiting for chemicals to, like, boil, she would have us play bridge. She would teach us how to play bridge.
Wow.
So here everyone in class is playing bridge as we're waiting for our chemicals to do their thing. So that was really hilarious. But the point I'm making here is, as a high school student, as a, you know, what, 14, 15-year-old, 16-year-old, that type of thing, we are uncertain about who we are. And we're just finding that sense of who we are. And as we grow up, you know, obviously as I graduated high school, I went on to college and I became my own person and had my own interests and took care of myself. But the point is, we don't think as adults that we have any more growing to do. It's like, okay, I'm an adult, I made it. But guess what? We just like in elementary school and in secondary school and in high school, we are moving, we are always growing and advancing who we are. So at the time in high school, it made sense to have a mentor until I could kind of stand on my own two feet, you know, at age 18 or 21 or whatever the magic number is, and become an adult. Once I'm an adult, I think, oh, I got all the answers. I should know where I'm going. You notice I use the word should. And suddenly there's still this lack or doubt of, well, who am I? And somehow I think I can't handle it myself, or I don't have the answers. Well, we do, but we're mentoring ourselves. We're moving forwards to that new place. And then someone like you, Pam, or myself comes along and obviously is a mentor and will help people get through phases of what they need to be and then stand on your own and go forth and create. And then there may be another mentor that comes on, you know, 10 years later and with a new aspect of one's life. So we need to be willing to grow, but to find also that strength within that I just knew after high school I had to go stand on my own because I was going off to college. So I didn't need my chemistry teacher anymore. I let her go.
Yes.
And
yes.
I depended on myself.
And what a beautiful example, Gail, and what a sweet memory that was for you, I'm sure. And the perfect example of, I call them soul groups, soul family, people that come into our lives for a season, for a period. It can be even as simple as a smile at the grocery store when you're feeling a little down, and that just shifts everything to a bigger short story that you have shared, or the best friends that show up when we're at an older phase of life. But really, how much others assist us on our journey in big ways or little ways. That was beautiful.
Thank you. And to that effect, to being our five-dimensional self, our true divinely connected self, and knowing that we have these answers inside, I feel like the new friends that you are now channeling from the 11th, 12th dimension, from the vibrations on high, that they too are like mentors. They are coming in with wisdom that just helps us find that information that's already there inside of each of us.
It's been such a different experience. I could have a whole conversation around that, but with them then, and I've loved the archangels and continue to work with them, of course, and the ascended masters, and especially the divine feminine triad of Anna, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Divine Mother. They've been so present. And the new friends are very different. They truly are. And I wouldn't have thought of using the word mentors until you said it, Gail. I love that. But they are, because they show up in a different way. And they show up in a way as if, like the oracle, like the wise one, who's just the presence, emits such a frequency vibration of and codes of light. And that's not as if it really is truth that the answers, they're helping the answers just be more in your face, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah.
More and, like a friend would say to you, you know, hey,
yes,
what's up?
Yes,
what about this?
Exactly. And, you know, so we've talked a lot about where, you know, well, we've really been in a very interesting kind of all over, up and down around this conversation in a purpose-filled way. And I want to point to everyone listening that you're not alone. You're not alone, whether you're sailing through this experience, not even noticing anything different and going, what are they talking about? Or you feel so deep in your stuff, you're going, why am I here? That it's such a personal journey, and it's such a time of expansion. And the keys are when you notice some of the old habits, but sometimes you don't, as as mentors, you know, we connect in the higher dimensions when we're in session. And so the information is presented in such a higher place that it can be very easy to see, and then sometimes we or anyone can tend to fall into a, that's great, yeah, but. Should we talk about the yeah, buts?
Oh, let's talk about the yeah, buts. I love it. Yes. So when I know...
I'm just going to say, don't go there. Don't go to a yeah, but. Sorry.
Yes. No, that's true. That's the bottom line. Absolutely. Many times I know when I suggest things to others, or even occasionally people suggest things to me, it's the yes, but, you know, and the but just negates the yes completely.
Yeah.
So it is being in that awareness of yes and. Don't go to the
true.
But.
Yeah, because the more we, you know, we might become aware of, I don't even have a word or topic coming in, so I'm not even going to go there, except to say, let's say we notice that we're in a little bit of a habit, and we really would like to experience a different habit, okay? Just observing that is a very important point of saying, yes, this is what I want to choose. So if we spin in, let's just say we decide to go in the experience of the old habit and we start really feeling what it felt like, well, then we're really in it. We've attached the energy and the frequency of the feeling, which is magnetic. Like, have you ever thought of a past experience where you were angry about something? And the more you, it could be years ago, but the more you thought about it, suddenly you were angry in that moment.
Right, in the present time moment of something that happened long ago in the past.
Yeah, that's adding the feeling, the emotion to it. All of a sudden there's a fire. You're in the experience, even though it happened forever ago. So that's why it's important to notice, don't go into the feeling. Just be neutral and step out of the vibration and more into what would you like to experience. And chances are good you might not know what you want to experience. So start with something simple as, I'm just going to be neutral for a minute. And Gail gave the perfect run out with creating your book, the photo book. It really is about physically, mentally, and emotionally. And Lord Metatron, is wonderful to call on to assist with creating new loops of habit and helping to rewire the brain. It's literally about doing something in a new way, shifting, turning away from doing something different physically, finding something new to do that you would enjoy.
And you brought about a word when you were talking a moment ago that really stuck with me, and that is the word choice. Because I think the but comes from, yeah, but I don't have a choice. There's not enough money. I don't know the answer. I'm in doubt. I'm stuck in this same apartment or living with my son, or, you know, that there is a sense of no choice. And that is a very third dimensional vibration where we have this, you know, good or bad, right or wrong, no, it's everything's conditional. But when we step into the fifth dimension, we have everything's unconditional. There's choice. There's thinking outside that box, as we're saying. So the choice is when you think of a yes that gets you all excited that maybe hasn't happened yet, like making a book or moving to your own apartment or testing out that new car that you haven't bought yet because there isn't, quote, the money for it, unquote. And that those things are about taking action in a new direction and having choice to do something different.
Yes. In 3D, did we think we had choice? We did not have the choices we have now. We literally sit in a field of possibilities, and we have the choices. There are multitude, and the key is deciding. You don't have to know what the choice is, but you have to decide, wait a minute, I can choose another way, a more favorable way, a better outcome. And I can't help it. I really want to touch on something fun.
Well, and I want you to describe later the field of possibilities, because that seems like a very beautiful vision.
Okay,
go ahead, though,
absolutely.
With what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. You brought up a key word, money. So I was in a fun exchange, email exchange, with one of my dear one-on-one session holders who I've worked with for several years, and we connect somewhat regularly, you know, and she was telling me she's had some wonderful unfolding going on in her life, very busy with new activities. She is a prime example of started doing new things, and much excitement is unfolding for her. And she said to me, I really want to continue with sessions, but my money is going so many places, I don't know if I can right now. Now, there's many ways to answer that, and of course my pat answer would be we connect in divine timing, it always works that way, and I wrote that. And then the new friends came in.
And what did they have to say?
A lot. And my hands just started typing because they are fast, furiously. And they said, you can look at it that way. And as humans, hold on, let me grab the whole thing. As humans, you tend to allow money all of the control. What do you want to experience? What do you want to choose and do? Because when you give money the choice, it's easy as an excuse to say, I can't because I don't have the money, and then you won't have the money. But if you take the power away from money, which is a flow of energy, and then there's an abundance of money, and then you choose, this is what I want to experience, this is what I'm choosing to do, being led by your higher self, you're not giving money the control to control your outcome.
I love it.
Yeah. Let me see if there was anything else. It wasn't that long. It was pretty to the point.
Well,
I think it ended with deciding. Decide what you want to what you want to do. Less than 24 hours, she emailed me back. Let's go. I'm ready. It was very fun. In a completely different place. The money was there. It was about deciding and choosing. And you can see how that's a loop of habit. How often do we still, even in fifth dimension, allow money and or other things to control what we think is our outcome?
Yes. And you bring about the point of money having a personality or having a be almost like a person where it's in control. And I remember taking a class years ago where we were asked to do that, actually, make money a personality and then make money your friend.
Yeah.
And ask money to go with you places and go to the movies with you and do things with you and ask money to be there with you. It was very interesting to turn it around like that. I loved it.
That's so funny. We must have been in the same class, and I'd forgotten about that. Lisa Dory of Spiritual Sanctuary and Spa led a class like that because she saw that vision. And, you know, there was a value in that because it is an energy. And, you know, look at it. So it's a good example of, as we talk about these loops of habit, and we are growing and shifting and changing, and it's not a bad thing, but something as big as our relationship, and yeah, we have a relationship with money, we may not have noticed where there's some stuckness around that and where we have let money control what we choose to do or not.
Mm-hmm.
So play with that, everyone. Let money be your friend and say, where do we want to go next? What adventure do we want to have?
Exactly. It is about choice, and it is about deciding. So back to the field of possibilities. I really love this, and I know you can do an excellent job describing it as in a meditation or vision, and perhaps this will be in a Peace Brain meditation. I don't know. But how do you tell our listeners, how do you go to the field of possibilities, and what can it could it look like?
Okay. I'm quite certain that the foundation of that came through my path of mastering alchemy, Gail, but can I remember when or how? No. But I know I began to see it and use it always in classes and one-on-one sessions where we usually connect and do a little bit of talking, and then we're just there. So let me just take a moment and explain it. I see it as... Well, now that I'm putting words to it, it's a place, it's a consciousness, it's a field of creation, and it is a higher consciousness where we go and sit, and I've never looked at putting the words to it, where just take a breath and be there. It's quiet. And when we first connect in sessions, we're in this field, kind of sitting at a little table like we're in a dome of silence where nothing else is there but us and our guides and the angels, and suddenly everything gets quiet and everything else falls away except what's most important right here, right now. And the most beautiful thing about the field of possibilities, it's where all creation takes place. It's where the seeds are planted. And often it begins by looking like a wheat field, simply golden wheat, and then suddenly we might notice the breeze and realize we're surrounded by the elementals. Or, as the friends pointed to the other day, it was a field of daisies.
Mm-hmm.
And we gathered one-on-one, this dear friend, client, and I, as little girls, about 7 years old, running, completely carefree, in the energy of being with your best friend, nothing else mattered, and running through these daisies. And it becomes this place where everything is right there, and everything is possible.
Excellent.
And so we start there, and then actually still holding that vibration of everything is possible and what do we want to create. That stays with us as we journey other places. We may go to the library and absorb some more information about some specific possibilities. We may go to the tree of knowledge and sit there. So that's kind of the foundation. Thanks for asking. Does that answer some questions?
Yes, and it is really funny. That's exactly the vision I was having, is a field of flowers.
Aww.
And so when you described the daisies, it was perfect. And to me, each daisy, each flower is a possibility. You can
yes.
pick it and smell it and look at its beauty and say, gee, I want to take you home and, you know, play with you, basically, or have you be part of my life. So,
and it represents...
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right.
Go ahead.
Because there's been times where we've gone and it's barren. There's nothing. And the reference points are, there are no reference points. There are no thoughts, even. It is the example of creating where you start with that blank slate. And do you have to know how to get where you're going, how to create what you want to create? No, that's where the law of attraction, that's where the guides all come in. You just have that spark of the idea, that spark of a feeling. It could be as simple as, you know, I want to be happy. I want to have more happiness in my life. And what does that look like? And it starts there in that field of possibilities of bringing in the frequency of vibration. Let's step into happy. Be those little girls running through the field. Do you think they were happy? Mm-hmm. I know they were. And that's the foundation.
Absolutely. And you bring me back to my book, my picture book. For the last week or two, I've been thinking about making this book, but I've been thinking about doing it in pages or in design or an iBooks author, because I have a Macintosh, that, you know, other ways of doing it. And then suddenly this email pops up of Walmart, and I go, let's try this. So you're right, the how was not, it was really my attention on, I want to make this book. And then the various hows came to being, but the actual how then popped up, and I opened that door, if you will, and walked through it. That's about the choice and deciding. I made that decision, okay, let's do this today, and let's actually make it. So that's where you walk into the field of possibilities with an idea of, okay, what do I want to create? Pick that daisy, pick that possibility, and then don't worry about, as you're saying, the how. Walk back home into your body with that idea, and then the doors will start to open about how to create that.
Yes, that is such a beautiful example. And what was involved, the thought, the feeling,
yes,
and the action steps. And there wasn't, you know, what would have happened? Let's, if you had done it differently, it could have just dropped away and been a thought. But it's the creation and action with following the action steps. And who knows? All those little pieces of the synchronicities, as I call them, that line up that we don't even know, we could just call, that never happens before, that happened, the Walmart. I didn't know Walmart did all that either. You know,
right.
How fun. That
exactly
is the lining up of the synchronicities.
Mm-hmm. And the decision and action, because it, you're right, I had thought about making this book for actually a few years, but never sat down to do it, because it was the how, what format do I want to put it in, was always preventing me, and that's, so I was stuck, if going back to our words, in,
yeah,
I can't do this today because either I don't have the time, it's not on my plate, or I'm not quite sure which application to use. But when this popped up, I suddenly went, okay, here's an application, and I'll create the time. I put everything else aside and just decided to be in that flow as a new habit, let's put it that way, to bring it back around to,
yes,
what we're talking
very
about.
Very much. Perfect. And I want to give our listeners, because we've talked about some really big things, some deep things, and I want to kind of point to some key focuses here, which you just gave that beautiful run out, and that's really full of gems. And in addition, it's about really getting quiet. It's not about stopping everything in your life. It's about being in present moment. It's, we live in a time when there is so much information and there is so much going on, and we are moving so fast. And it is, in my opinion, quite essential to stop, to slow down a moment. Everything is still going to get done, but to breathe and to be in this present time moment. Even sitting for a second in the field of possibilities, tuning into your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. Your emotions are your navigation system. They're kind of pointing you to where you're at in this moment and where you're going. If you've started your day, you stubbed your toe and you cursed at the shoe that was left on the middle of the floor that you stubbed your toe on, and that kind of set the tone for your day, it doesn't have to, but if you're still there, notice that and decide, oh, I'm not going to stay there in that feeling and that thought and that energy. What do I want to feel like today? Because you are the creator of your reality, as much as you may not want to own that, you are. So choose that. Choose the feeling. And you might just decide to be happy.
I love it. Yep. So do the new friends have anything to say about all of this?
They've been nudging me. They do.
Yes.
one thing so different with them is they really are always here, depending upon the vibration frequency. So we'll say hello. We've been very much a part of this conversation. And about the frequency and vibration, it's true. We're not engaged with and don't participate with the third dimension. So we're not going to go there and talk about that, but we do want to talk about, we love this title of the field of possibilities, for we gather there often. And we are right there with you. And we really are friends. We embody, although we have no bodies, the term friendship, because it is so important. Because you are on your individual journeys as soul spirits in that human body, in that form, and yet you are such a collective, such a grand collective in ways you don't fathom even. And so friendship is important. And we encourage you to become great friends with those beings that you have agreements with those beings like ourselves, like the archangels, like the ascended masters, like your Yeshua. And you may not know that you have a conscious agreement with them. And we say to you, you have many. For they are those who are your friends, who are not to dictate and tell you what to do, but lead you to the field of possibilities, who whisper ideas in a bandwidth of energy, that when you align with that bandwidth of energy, as you are in the quiet spaces and places, like a radio frequency, you are tuned to, what do I want to create? As a station of a radio, can you see how this runs out now? You put the tuner on, your antenna's up, and you know you want to create something wonderful. We love to talk about apples. We love to talk about the creation of the apple pie, as you have gone to gather apples at the orchard because you want an apple pie. We'll liken this to your antenna is now turned on to the frequency of creating. You know what you want to create, but you don't know how, and you've been told that's not necessary. But as your antenna is up and as your dial is tuned to the frequency of creating what you're choosing to create, we'll use that happy. We'll use that because we really would like you, we really would, to for once, for heaven's sake, experience yourself being happy. And so we digress, but we'll say it's tuned into I'm choosing happy. For what is a word? It holds a frequency. It holds a magnetic energy. It holds a thought. It holds a feeling. It holds an emotion. Yes, all of those things. So as you're dialed and tuned into, when you're not looking at I'm not that, you're open to being that. So what does that mean? That means as you've peaked your antenna and you turn the dial, you're also preparing your space, you will call it, your bodies, your feelings, your emotions, to receive that. How do you do that? Well, you get quiet. You be in this present moment. You be in your heart. We talk often about the sacred connecting still points of the heart and higher mind. Now, this is one place in space, and we give you this runout simply that you can choose and with the breath be there. So be there now in your heart. That is how you prepare your space. And then you see, because this word, this vibrant living word, it is a way of being called happy, is in the field of possibilities as a reality. And because it is a frequency and a vibration and you've now tuned your dial to such, oh, what happens? You're tuned in to receive, and suddenly, because the vibration and feeling as we stand in happy, and so as we come and all of your other guides come, we're holding a higher frequency vibration of happy because we want you to get it. And through the law of attraction or all the other universal laws, that magnetic antenna that you have placed and tuned your frequency to happy attracts happy. And it may begin with a tool, within your heart, for your heart can smile. Yes, your heart can smile. So turn that smile on and allow this to build and receive exactly as you would choose to receive it. Yes, you can do this. It might start small. It might instantly be there. You might recreate a memory where you are very happy to let it build. But this runout that we point to is how you attract. You tune your antenna. You tune your frequency to receiving. And sometimes that best place to receive is that word neutral, a zero point, if you will. That word will help you dismiss others and attract more of what you're longing to attract. But for now, be happy. And you say to us, yeah, but, oh, for heaven's sakes, no, we dismiss that and we say, no, be right now. Feel a little more happy in your heart. See the smile on your heart. And now turn that dial of happy up a little more on that radio receiver of yours, that is you, and take a deep breath. Now, as we stated, this is a frequency of vibration. Allow this to flow in the codes of light to your whole body. And let yourselves vibrate at happy. And this isn't a jumping up and down happy, although you may if you choose. This is just a calm. I noticed this. I feel different. I feel calm. Yeah, I think I kind of feel happy too. And now let it build a little bit more. And what if you add that tool to your face and you smile? Isn't that beautiful? We think you look absolutely radiant and so beautiful when you smile. We like that. See, we're not in physical body, but we delight in observing all you can do with your bodies. And our presence creates your field of possibilities to be more and do more in the yes of I can, because you can, and you can be happy. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what you think or what anyone says you are or have been. Dismiss that now. For you were created to be and experience happiness on your journey. And that, my friends, is the key, a very big, huge skeleton key, if you will, of how to create. For as we have said before, how do you think you will manifest to you that which you want if you're going to kick around and be unhappy? For goodness sakes, smile. Take a big breath of the radiant, beautiful light within, contained within the air that you breathe, holding the infinite intelligence of the Creator as you breathe that in. And now pick that daisy, beloved ones. Pick that daisy and bring it to your heart. And allow that happiness to be a little bit more. And tuck that daisy into your hair behind your ear as a reminder. As you walk about this day, wherever you are in the world, as your day comes to a close, and that you'll wake even with that daisy tomorrow as a reminder, oh, that's right. I am happy, for I was created to be such. And what else is possible? Thank you for asking us to speak. And so we'll say that for now. Oh, we have a lot to say. But we will say and share this with you for now. Until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thank you, the new friends. Excellent.
There.
Excellent. I love the happiness.
one of the first things from them is they just kind of look at us like, you just don't get it, do you? You just, come on, come on, be happy. And I'm not looking at the clock, so I know not where we are for time.
Okay. We have time. We have another 6 minutes before the end of the show, and I think they just sort of did the Peace Brain meditation, although we might go back there in a moment. But
can I share one thing?
Of course, yes. You have plenty
of
time.
Mm-hmm. So I had a fascinating experience last summer. I had a phone call from our mentor, well, he's been our mentor, right, Jim Self of Mastering Alchemy. And he was asking me to participate in the Level 2 conference that was coming up, which is always delightful. But he began the conversation by saying, are you happy? Now, who asks that? Jim does. And I laughed. I did just what you did. And I was just back from vacation. And so I said, oh, my gosh, yes. And that question stuck with me because I knew he was asking. Not for me to answer in that moment, but he was really asking, are you happy?
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And so I began to really look at the field of possibilities and really noticing I was going to choose. I was deciding I wanted to be happier and let go of some of the things, of those loops of habits where I was not choosing happy. And I actually created a class. And I'm bringing this up because it was the class, which is still available, it's timeless, was called The Sacred Journey to Love and Happiness. And we spent 3 weeks together gathering in a sacred word, a sacred triad of words of happy. I forgot the other two words, sorry. Oh, gosh. And my point was this. The more we played with those words and the more we wore that frequency of happy, it was amazing what unfolded and how we were happy. And months later when I went to assist at that Level 2 conference here in Atlanta, and Jim brought in the word happy, I was right there, and I could tell how much being in the intention of choosing happiness had really assisted, and that was the key, choosing, deciding, and holding that frequency of word. So, yeah.
Yes, and you bring to mind, Pam, a story that one of my other teachers, mentors, Michael Tamura, told years ago. He said that spirit told him to work on amusement. And of course, happy and amusement really to me are the same thing. They are that they are that amazing high vibration that keeps us in a place of protection, if you will. And this is the way his story unfolded, is where he worked on amusement for a whole year. And was in amusement, and he is a very amusing person, actually, a very happy person when you see him and take classes from him. And then he said to Spirit, okay, this is a new year. What do I work on? Will you work on amusement? And he went, okay, I'm kind of amused at that. So I work on amusement again. This happened for 3 years. And at the end of the third year, he walked into a bank. And he was up at the teller asking for some money. You know, this is when we actually went back into the banks and the tellers to get our cash. And someone comes up beside him and has a gun and robs the teller. They do not see Michael because he is in amusement and he is invisible. And he's able to, as the person robs the bank, asks everyone to go on the floor, he's literally standing next to the robber, and the robber does not see him. So through his skills in energy work, he's able to bring amusement, happiness, safety, protection to everyone, ground the room, and actually then the robber said, you know, we got our money, let's just go, we don't want to hurt anybody, and they left. And no one was harmed. And he was in amusement the entire time. So happiness and amusement is really this amazing high vibration that protects us from these lower dimensions, these lower vibrations of hate and rage and anger and harm. And so know that not only are we saying to everyone listening, be in happiness to create what you want from that field of possibilities, but also know when you are in that vibration, you are protected by the divine.
What an amazing story. And here's the key for the listeners, too. We don't really, you know, that's such a masterful story, and it's amazing. And what just the new friends are nudging me to say, too, is that the happiness, that's very available right now. And if you're on Facebook or whatever social media, and you know there are a lot of wonderful energy workers, light workers, way showers that talk to the alignments and the energies of the day. And I notice anymore where they talk about, oh, you might experience, we'll just fill in the blank with whatever is a negative feeling. I'm going, no, I'm not noticing that at all. And that is because of the being in the higher vibration. So that's so available as you choose that. It's like you just described in that story. It's almost as if walking across the river, walking on the water, and the raging river is swimming underneath you, and you're just not the effect of. That was an interesting way to say it.
And that's a whole nother radio show.
Yes, it is.
So, Pam, I want to thank you so much, you and the new friends, for being on the Peace Brain Show. And everyone, the new friends did that amazing Peace Brain meditation, so we're going to leave it at that. And we're going to encourage everyone to be in the happy vibration this moment. As you just said, be in it right now. And if you want to learn more about Pam Rinne, you can go to her website, pamrinne.com. That's PAMRENNIE.com. And if you want to learn more about me, Dr. Gail Lash, you can go to tourismforpeace.com or email me at hello@peacebrain.org. And now, thank you, Pam, for being on the Peace Brain Show.
Thank you, Gail. I've really enjoyed our time, as always, and I'm so grateful you asked. Thank you.
You're welcome. So now, everyone, please go forth and activate your Peace Brain and put your mark on the World Peace Trails map. Many, many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Alchemy of Peace coaching sessions, her Peace Master plans for your business or organization, and her upcoming book, Peace Brain 101. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 2 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for the Peace Brain Show and your next installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.